And it's that time of year again, Adelaide, we finally start learning about all the exciting festival lineups for 2019. One of our most beloved festivals, Warm Adelaide, is coming back to the Botanic Gardens from March 8th to the 11th. Zoe Kounatis spoke with director of WOMAD in Scobie to discuss the highlights of the first announcement for the 2019 festival.
I think at the top of the list with an A would be Angelique Kidjo. She's returning to the festival. We had her perform a few years ago with the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra, but this time she's coming with her incredible show, which is a reimagining of the Talking Heads album Remain in Light, which I think will be an absolutely stunning show. She's taken, you know, the album that was originally made, heavily influenced by Afrobeat, and put her own unique stamp on it, and bound to be a really fantastic performance, I think. And alongside that, Amjad Ali Khan will be performing a concerto with the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra. It's wonderful to have the orchestra back in the festival and in the park. And this is an extraordinary piece which he composed. It's called Sagaman. And as I say, it'll be performed with orchestra. And then later in the festival, he'll perform a classical Indian program. But there are a couple of extraordinary performances, I think, that audiences will really be thrilled by.
And the great thing about WOMAD is seeing artists return and having changed and grown. And one of those this year is John Butler Trio, who are returning after 11 years, I believe. What will they be bringing to the festival this time around?
That's right. Well, John Butler's just released his latest album called Home, which is a really extraordinary recording. It's got his trademark personal stamp. It's a very open-hearted recording and writing, and he's such an extraordinary performer. And as you say, after 11 years, it's wonderful to have him back at the festival on the main stage. I think his fans will be queuing up to catch that set.
And who else have you booked this year that maybe some people might not know about?
BCUC, who are from South Africa, have a style that they refer to it as Afro-pop psychedelic. It's the most extraordinary, almost spiritually inspired music, incredibly high energy. They're from Soweto and have really remade a sort of hypnotic, punk-sounding music, and will really have audiences astounded, I think. And sort of on the other side of that sort of experience, I'm really looking forward to the Taiwu Ancient Ballads Troupe, who are from Taiwan, and they're a children's choir, and they sing these extraordinary songs from the Taiwu people, the Taiwan indigenous tribes, and it's got an incredibly almost Indian, American Indian resonance to it in terms of its rhythm, but really extraordinarily ethereal young voices. Be very special.
So last year was my first ever WOMAD, and my life has completely changed. What can someone who hasn't been before expect from the festival?
Well, I think one of the fascinating things about WOMAD is the sense of discovery. People arrive, for those who haven't been before, it's around every corner. There's a different kind of experience. The contrast of performers on stages and the kind of work in the park, from visual arts and site performance installation, it really exposes people to a broad breadth of culture and arts that is very similar, I think, to travel. And you have that sense over the weekend, or we hope that audiences do, of having travelled around the world to have encountered all these very different cultures, some of which people will know, like John Butler Trio, for example, but then a band like BCUC, or the band of the Taiwu Ancient Ballads Troupe, Sharon Shannon Band, will be fantastic from Ireland. So it's that mixture of some sounds people are familiar with and music they're familiar with, and some that are completely different. And I think that's one of the sort of captivating things for audiences at the festival.
And there's also a fantastic local representation, including Adelaide's own TK Meister. What drew you to her work for the festival?
Well, TK's career has been extraordinary to watch. She's just had such a almost meteoric rise and success, and deservedly so. She's such an original performer. So we're really thrilled to have her at the festival. She's got a kind of striking self-confidence, and her kind of energy that comes across is really, really exciting and, you know, wonderful to have an Adelaide singer who's had such a terrific success playing the festival. Sometimes it works the other way. We have artists who are young and emerging from who are based in Adelaide who then go on to have a success. But TK is well on the road, and some audiences may not have seen her yet, so we're thrilled to have her in the program.
And who are some of the other Australian acts that you can quickly list off for me that are on the festival?
Central Australian Aboriginal Women's Choir, which is, I'm sure some of your listeners will have come across them. There was a fantastic program on Australian Story that followed them as they took their songs back to Germany. But essentially it's the story of a choir based in out of the Alice Springs, and who kept alive the songs that were taught to them by, or taught to their parents over the years by German missionaries, and they've revived this choral tradition and most exquisite voices. I think audiences will be really amazed. There are 35 of them, and it's the sort of, you know, the living language of the Pitjantjatjara and Arrernte peoples from Central Australia, and a really humbling thing for us at the festival to be able to have them on a main stage. I think it'll be very exciting.
Thanks for your time today, Ian, and we look forward to the full lineup in November.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Home Adelaide director Rob Scobie there chatting with Zoe Kanatis about the first of the 2019 WOMAD announcement.